Hello, listeners! My name is Caleb Hardwick, and you're listening to Hardwick Sound. This is episode 17, and these are my brothers. What's up, guys?
Hello.
Hi.
That was, in order, Noah, and then Seth.
Right.
Correct.
So, what's been going on, guys? Anything exciting? Seth, you started school this week.
Hey.
Yeah, not really that exciting, is it?
No, not really.
How'd your first couple days of classes go?
It was about like school.
Yeah, nothing much to speak about, I guess.
It was pretty boring, especially the first 2 days when we don't ever do anything.
Yeah, just going over syllabuses. Okay, that's an interesting question.
Syllabi.
Yes, is it syllabi or syllabuses?
I think it's syllabi.
Is it really, is it just that that's what people assume because it's like octopus, octopi?
That's what Dr. Schultz said, so I tend to
believe
him.
Cacti.
I was going to say, Dr. Schultz wouldn't be wrong, so.
If Dr. Schultz says it, then I'm going to assume he's probably right. What about you, Noah? Anything happening at work?
Yeah, but I don't really want to talk about it.
You got a new phone?
I'm getting a new phone.
You're getting a new work phone?
Yes.
There you go.
It's been a little frustrating today because I hadn't been able to make or receive calls. Every time I try, my phone just freezes up. I mean, at first, I was still able to make them as long as I could do it on speakerphone, but now it doesn't seem to want to work at all.
That's a problem.
Let's see. I have been doing some interesting things around here. You'll never guess where I went today.
The attic?
Yes, but more specifically.
The one over the garage.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, what did we find up there?
Basically a box of trash. That was pretty much the only thing I was up there. There is an attic above our garage that none of us have hardly ever been in since we've moved here because it's incredibly hard to get to.
How did you manage to get to it?
Okay, well, I sit up on the ladder in the garage, and the ceiling is very high. And I was tall enough to be able to reach up and pull the door that goes into the attic down. And then the ladder that comes down does not go all the way to the ground. In fact, not even close. It only comes down to about 6 feet from the ground. So you have to take the other ladder to get just to the attic ladder. And then you get there, it's kind of like you're suspended from the ceiling and it's a little sketchy and it's not very stable or safe. So, but yeah, I climbed up to above the garage. There's virtually nothing up there. It's kind of interesting. Seems like almost like a wasted space.
Can we make a, like a game room up there or something?
No, I don't think so. No, not without a lot of work.
I mean, is there any flooring up there?
There's some boards that have been put across the rafters, so it's not entirely nothing. There is a little something, but it would take quite a bit of work, to make it into an enclosed space. Anyway, that's basically the probably most exciting thing I did. I also took some clothes out of our, actual attic, the one we actually use, and took them to Helping Hands. One of the bins that I took on the side said, last worn by Noah, ages 10-12.
Really?
That had been there for about, 14-18 years. I don't know, a long time.
So did you create enough space in the attic to put it in a game room?
No, not even close. Now, I don't know why you'd want to put a game room in the attic. It's cold or hot, depending on which time of the year it is. It's noisy. It's cramped. There's no light.
There's a light.
There is a light.
You screw it in.
And you have to screw the bulb in to get it to turn on. But yeah, not so much. What y'all playing? I can tell you're playing something on your phone there.
I'm playing a game of Ticket to Ride.
On your phone while we're podcasting?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to routinely update us on how you're doing?
Right now, I'm about to start playing all my cards because I've kind of got them all collected. And I'm playing the Southern route from Los Angeles to like Miami, in that area.
Cool. You can update us on how it goes. Noah, what are you doing over there?
I'm continuing my research of looking at pro audio products.
Well, let me know if you find a GoPro. I'm looking for a GoPro. I'm probably going to have to find that on Craigslist. I've been trying to sell stuff on Craigslist and Letgo. I think I mentioned that last week. But I have some stuff on there, so people go look at my stuff on Craigslist. I got some sunglasses on there. I got my old phone. I got some headphones, USB interface.
But please don't just say $10 with a question mark.
They didn't even do a question mark.
Oh, no.
Somebody
question
sent me
mark.
A message with just It just said $$10. And I'm like, are you offering $10? What's happening here? I don't know.
I don't know. I got an email late one night from a guy asking about our soundboard that I have on there. And it was like, he had a phone number and it was a local number to call me. So I called it and all I got was the answering machine and it was all in Spanish. So
I think that was probably spam.
It could be, but I mean, it was a local Benton number.
Oh, really?
So I don't know. What
did you leave a message in Spanish?
No, I left it in English and I never got a call back.
Hola, senor. I would like to hear you try though. Anyway,
USB-O Mixo.
I don't know. That would have just been offensive, Noah. You are so culturally insensitive. Yeah.
Well, the good news here is that at least one of the three of us is good at selling, because I just sold my last Amazon book, or my last textbook on Amazon.
There you go. Good job. Yeah. Is that what I took to the post office today?
Yes.
There you go. Hopefully I have a guy who wants to come buy sunglasses from me tomorrow.
Are these sunglasses you found on the bottom of the river?
Yes, but don't tell them that. I'm not trying to, like, you know, rip them off. He's going to get a good deal. Especially since I can't wear sunglasses because I have glasses, so it doesn't do me any good. So
I need sunglasses. I like sunglasses.
Well, you can buy them.
You have sunglasses.
I found them, probably.
Nope, these are all the ones I found.
How do you know?
Because I remember which ones I found because I put it in my head so I could say, hey, I can sell those ones.
Yeah, whatever.
I find all the good ones because I look hard.
Well, have next time I'm just gonna... opening up a sunglasses shop.
Well, are you going to give me a cut of it?
Yeah, I could probably give you a cut of it. I don't know what you did to deserve a cut, but sure.
Well, fine then. I'm going to stop ferrying these for you.
That's true. You might have
taken them
to the
shore. You
got to pay
me a ferry service.
Okay, so maybe I'll give you like 25%.
25%? I'm the one that carted off all the junk.
No, you didn't.
To the shore.
I'm the one who took it to the trash can.
Well, I was just the one that carted it to the shore and then dumped it out of my boat.
Okay, we'll continue this argument later, but the point is yes, I probably should give you at least a little bit of the money. In fact, I should probably give it to Mama because she's the one who probably was paying for the gas to get back and forth to Malvern to find this stuff in the river to sell on Letgo. So she probably deserves all the
money.
If
you were going to start a business to sell sunglasses that you found at the bottom of a river, what would you call it?
Washita River Treasure, something like that.
Bottom feeders,
rock bottom, river bottom prices. I don't know. Something
rock
like
bottom,
that.
River bottom prices. Bottom feeding.
I was watching a YouTube
sunglasses.
Video of a guy who is a river treasure hunter in the Cuyahoga River, where there's a whitewater park there, and he apparently. I just watched his like year in review, and it showed all the things that he had found. He had found like 3 GoPros, tons of like fishing stuff like that, and he found a gun that somebody had thrown in the river. And then, of course, he turned it into the police because who knows? Somebody might have been getting rid of a gun. So
the murder weapon.
Who knows? He might have helped solve some sort of mystery. I hope I don't ever find a gun or anything like that. And this is what I want my GoPro for, is I want to be able to use it to document my treasure hunting and also just make cool videos at the Washita River and stuff. Also thought it'd be fun to use the GoPro in the tunnels under Hot Springs. I'm not sure it'd be light enough to see anything, but it would be an interesting idea.
To record it.
Yeah, and because even like you to YouTube, there's nobody who's like really well documented it on film that I've seen. So it'd be interesting to use that to take to the tunnels under Hot Springs, which if you're listening to this podcast a couple of weeks ago, you know was what I was going to do on my birthday, but we ended up not being able to. So that's still something that's in the works. I need to find some waiters. So if anybody has any waiters that you think might fit me that you would loan to me for a day, I'd be very appreciative.
He'd probably trade you a pair of headphones for him.
Yeah.
Or sunglasses.
I would trade you, but I'm not sure if I'm just borrowing them. I'm not going to trade you anything, but I would be grateful.
You can borrow my headphones.
I'll give you another 25% cut in whatever I find in the river. And whatever I find, if I find that treasure, that Al Capone treasure underneath the city of Hot Springs, I'll give you a cut of it. How's that?
I feel like my cut keeps getting smaller.
I wanted to ask you guys a question, and this is a hypothetical, but not so hypothetical question that I was asking my teenage high school boys last night at church. Here's the question. Is it healthier, or maybe I should say worse, is it worse for your health to eat a gummy worm or a real worm? Discuss.
Wait, repeat the question.
Can we get a scenario?
Is it worse for your health to eat a gummy worm or to eat a real worm? Which one is worse?
I think it probably depends maybe on the quantity you eat.
Let's just suppose you, okay.
if you go to the doctor, you'll get sick.
You go to the doctor and you tell them, hey, I've been eating gummy worms and real worms. The doctor looks at you and says, listen, you need to stop eating the, which one is he more likely to tell you?
I think he'd probably just say the worms.
Yeah.
Probably just stop eating both. But I think it would probably be worse. The chance of getting sick eating one of either is probably greater with the actual worm.
You think so?
Do you think they
have worms disease?
That's, yeah.
I
don't really know if worms have a lot of infectious diseases or anything, but
yeah,
my guess is that the worm is in the ground, so the chances of it being dirty and therefore being more likely to be contaminated. Now, if the gummy worm was on the ground and you were to pick it up and eat it, then I think your chances of the worm being better is probably much greater.
Yeah. Well, you never know. That worm might have ate some bad dirt or something.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. But at the same time, if we flip that question and say, which one is more nutritious?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. So that was what I was going to follow that up with, is if we're in a scenario where you're living on a desert island and they told you that you could either eat gummy worms or worms, you'd be much better off eating the worms because they would actually have some nutritional value in the long run, I think.
Then why do people on survival shows never eat worms?
I don't know.
I've never seen them eat gummy worms either.
They probably use them to fish with. No.
Yeah.
If you're on a desert island, use your worms to fish with.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Seth, what do you think?
I wonder
your
if fish like gummy worms.
Verdict. Real worms, gummy worms, which is worse or better?
I'm going to go with real worms as being worse.
Why?
Because I like gummy worms.
Okay, well, if you're talking for your tongue, definitely gummy worms are better. Although I've never eaten a real worm.
Hey, so you got any gummy teddy bears? Or
yeah, can
gummy
we have
bears?
Some gummies? Seth, you have a whole bunch from Christmas. Come on, cough them up.
No.
No. Okay.
The animal.
He's lying. He still has lots of them. I know he does. He sits there in class and eats them in front of Dr. Schultz.
I don't have Schultz this year.
Oh.
This semester.
Well, then whoever you have, I'm sure.
Speaking of a similar topic, I read an article a while back about what would happen if you only ate candy corn.
Oh, yeah?
For the rest of your life.
What would happen? Would you become a candy corn?
You'd die after 3 weeks.
I think it was a little longer than that, but basically you would just end up dying probably from scurvy.
Probably.
Because it would keep you alive longer than not eating at all, but the lack of nutritional value would eventually kill you.
So which one is better for you, candy corn or real corn?
Probably real corn.
Probably real
probably
corn.
Not yeah. a whole lot yeah. better.
Unless you're a dog.
I mean, let's be honest. They're probably made of basically the same thing. It's both made of
corn syrup.
I mean, at least corn has corn syrup and the nutritional value of stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, I think you have to go with real corn in that situation. So there you go. Let me ask everybody to give us your feedback. Which do you think is better and or worse? Real gummy worms. That doesn't make any sense. Which do you think is better or worse? Real worms or gummy worms? Give us your opinion. You can do that on our website, hardwickpodcast.com, or go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/hardwickpodcast.
Or if you're really crazy, you can go to our Twitter page and follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
We have a Twitter page?
Yeah.
Do we ever use our Twitter page?
I haven't.
I post the links to the episode, but I have no clue what to hashtag it, so it's just, and I have no followers.
Yeah.
So no one really sees it. I'm building
I don't even
up,
follow it.
I'm building up a credit, all right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's something else that I thought was interesting. I was looking through the classifieds and the Celine, how do you say courier?
We're from Saline County. We call it the Cooyer. Cooyer.
You say Cooyer?
No, Cooyer.
I say Cooyer. No, what did you say?
Cooyer.
Cooyer?
Yeah, Cooyer.
You sound like you're putting an L in there. Cooyer.
I am, I think. But that's what I really thought it was called.
Yeah, Cooyer.
Saline Cooyer.
I know a family.
It's like cooler.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, the Saline Cooyer. That's how I'm going to say it. I think the correct pronunciation is Courier.
I think you're right.
But whatever. Who cares? I got the classifieds from today's little free paper they send you. And I was looking through it. And this was probably the most interesting thing I found. Under employment, let's see, right here somewhere. Here we go. Liberty Tax Service. Okay. Street entertainer. Tryouts every day at 9 and all day on the hour.
You know, that's interesting. I don't think that's the same kind of street entertainer I was thinking about. But yeah. Yeah.
But Liberty Tax Service. That's not where I thought this was going to go. It's funny because then it says at the bottom, marketers call for interview. But if you're a street entertainer, apparently tryouts are every day at 9 and all day on the hour. How can that both be true? How can it be both at 9 and all day on the hour?
I don't know. I imagine tryouts are essentially you put on the costume and you go stand on the corner for an hour and they try you out.
Yeah, basically they trick you into getting an hour of free labor.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. You have to be a special kind of person, I think, to want to do that job where you stand out on the military road or wherever and usually as a, what I guess as a Statue of Liberty and dance.
Right.
Yeah. But I guess if you want to get into live entertainment, like street performing, maybe that's, I don't know.
I thought street performing was just something you did. I didn't realize there was like a process to becoming a professional street entertainer.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I never assumed that these people at Liberty Tax Service that they had tryouts. I mean, I just kind of thought they gave it to the only person who would take the job.
They probably do.
I confess, I've seen some rather talented ones though. So maybe they were the ones that passed.
I get. Yeah. I mean, they're pretty entertaining, I admit, but yeah, y'all know the stories of when I was a street performer back in the day.
No.
Yeah. When I was in Chicago, I was a street performer. Don't you remember?
Sort of.
Yeah. I made $3. Three whole dollars. I had my guitar with me. Actually, it wasn't my guitar. It was my wine box guitar over there that I made. And I sat in front of the little homeless shelter thing that we were staying at. And, of course, people probably thought I was homeless. So that's probably why they gave me money, because my playing wasn't any good at all. It was bad. And my guitar wasn't even probably tuned. And yeah, but anyway, a little girl gave me $1. And then, like, two other people gave me $1. So
shouldn't
I think I
feel bad taking money from a little girl.
No, she was happy to give it to me. I think she felt good about herself. So
I'm helping a homeless entertainers weirdo. Earn their
money. It wasn't her dollar. It was her mom's dollar that she gave the kid to give me. So I'm sure she felt good about that and she enjoyed it. So yeah, okay. That's my story of when I was a street performer. And then I retired and I haven't gone back. You never know. I might come out of retirement someday.
I think you should try it in Haskell and see how it goes.
Just like, I don't know, down here towards the school, like just yeah. Take my guitar and
I was gonna
just
stay
sit
in
on
front
the
of
stand
the,
next to the sidewalk.
No, stand in front of the liquor store.
I'm sure I could make money, but I'd have to be holding like a Liberty Tax sign or something like that. You know, but that's, you know, lots of great performers have started their career as,
yeah, you should be the
Liberty
first
tax
Liberty
people.
Tax person, Statue of Liberty, to play a wine box guitar.
Yeah, what's more American than a Statue of Liberty playing a handmade instrument? Handmade folk instrument.
And then
I think you should try out.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
And
yeah,
if you you know,
and
don't
then
get
quit
the
next day,
then you can always try out for the Little Caesars guy.
Yeah.
It takes much less
yeah,
skill.
Yeah, that's kind of lower on the you know, performance rung. You know, I think that's kind of like the minor leagues. Liberty Tax, that's like the high minors, you know.
I just want to be the guy at the used car dealer that goes like, you can't see what I'm doing though.
Make that noise again, Noah. What was that?
I don't think I can make that noise again.
It sounded like, I don't even know what kind of sound was that.
I don't know.
Is that what they do at used car dealerships?
Well, you know, just that guy with the wavy arms.
Yeah.
Doesn't he go more like,
okay.
Because it's just
that
a
sounds
fan.
Like you in the morning, Seth. And sometimes at night. And during the day. Okay. Well, now it is time for a word from this week's sponsor.
Hi, this is Levi Sanders down here at Sanders Pre-Owned Fine Motors, where we have a whole line of fine people lined up out the door to get their hand on one of our fine Sanders Pre-Owned Fine Motors. Fine Motors. Excuse me, sir, what brings you down here to Sanders Pre-Owned Fine Motors today?
I just want to be the guy that goes like...
Well, you're in the right place here at Sanders Pre-Owned Fine Motors. What about you, sir?
Doesn't he go more like...
No matter what you're looking for, we have it here at Sanders Pre-Owned Fine Motors. Come visit us and find out why everybody's making noise about Sanders Pre-Owned Fine Motors.
We've been watching several different interesting TV shows and or Netflix shows. I'm just going to mention a few of them here. Alone, Sherlock, the new Mythbusters series, White Rabbit, and we started watching the Netflix, what do you call it?
A series of unfortunate
events.
Yes,
the Netflix version, not the original movie, which everybody apparently hated. But the Netflix series has been kind of interesting.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it more. Still not my favorite thing I've ever watched.
I mean,
but,
it's kind of geared towards kids, yet at the same time meant to be watched by the people who were kids when they were books. I'm not sure who the audience is. But it's kind of witty, kind of funny at times. And it's kind of dark, but at the same time, not dark because it's kids.
It's kind of funny, but at the same time, not funny.
It's kind of funny, but it's, yeah. Okay.
I'd really like to see, though, more book adaptions turned into TV shows like that rather than into movies.
That is a much better format for book adaptions, long-form television like that, than movies are.
Because you can kind of break it up by like chapters and
or at least stories.
Trying to cram everything into a single movie.
Right. I totally agree. So yeah, if you're looking for something interesting to watch, go watch the Netflix version of A Series of Unfortunate Events. It's been pretty interesting. The White Rabbit, that's been interesting. The Build Team from Mythbusters has a show that is kind of Mythbustery, but not very.
Yeah. It feels kind of like they just gave them a bunch of money and said, go do all those things that you didn't ever get to do on Mythbusters that you wanted to do. And there's really nothing, no myth busting or even myths, or it's just the build crew doing stuff.
Yeah. And some episodes are really interesting and others have been really kind of dull. So,
I started watching one yesterday that I haven't finished yet during lunch. And I finished my lunch. I just didn't finish the episode, but... I thought it was kind of interesting because Tori was building an electric car that was from the early 1900s that had set a record for the land speed. But it was really interesting seeing him rebuild this car because it looks really surprisingly modern. Like it's super streamlined. It looks like a submarine on wheels, basically.
I think that's part of the problem with that show is they spent all their money on these really big builds that didn't actually get that far into the show. I think Grant said they spent $90,000 on his little, hoverboard type thing?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, hoverboard. That just probably ruined the whole budget for the show, you know? So, yeah.
I was going to say, Netflix must be paying them pretty well to have all these...
you could sell a hoverboard for probably $90,000. Sure, why not? What else? I don't know if y'all been watching. I've been watching Alone. It's continuing. There's still a bunch of people doing nothing and filming themselves doing nothing.
This is kind of Caleb's dream.
It's basically just an autobiography.
Yeah.
If I had a camera, it would be a lot like Alone. So, I've been enjoying that, even though, you know, it's impressive how far everybody's gone. I think there's still like six people on the show.
Yeah, it seems like they've picked people this year that are really hanging in there.
Well, I think the environment is just a little bit more friendly because they're in Patagonia this season instead of in Alaska. And I think it's just a little easier for them to survive in Patagonia than it was in Alaska. The winter hasn't been as harsh. So that's been a big part of it. And they've been doing a lot better at getting fish, which is a big deal. You know, they can have something.
Yeah,
to eat.
Having food definitely helps.
Yeah. Sherlock.
That was mildly disappointing.
Yeah, I agree. This was what, season four?
Correct.
And I felt it was a little over dramatic, kind of not as well written as some of the others seasons. I have to assume this was the final season. Who knows? Maybe, maybe not.
I've heard rumors that there'll be another one, but after this season, I'm no longer sure.
They might make like just special episodes or something. I have a hard time believing they're done, but
I have this feeling that after Benedict Cumberbatch and what's the other guy's name?
Martin Freeman.
Yeah, Martin Freeman. After they're probably both washed up movie stars, then they'll come back when they're old and do another remake.
That would be so cool. Like when they're in their like 70s, they come back and they, except I don't know how old they are now. So
it wouldn't even have to be that long. Let's just say like late 50s.
Yeah. It'd be kind of like Dragnet. Like,
yeah.
Like when they're really old. Yeah. That'd be fun. That would be fun. Yeah. The last episode, I agree. I was kind of disappointed. It just didn't feel, I don't know. It just didn't quite feel right. If you've watched Sherlock, then you understand. If not, then it's hard to explain. But the other show would be the new MythBusters. The search for the new MythBusters has been started a couple of weeks ago.
It's actually been more interesting than I thought it would be.
Yeah, but I'm not big into like the whole reality TV game show style that they've got. But I keep telling myself, well, this is just one season, then they can get into the actual real show. So. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, it's fun at least to watch, you know, them do MythBuster things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I already pretty much decided who's going to be on the show. It's pretty obvious. No.
Who's it going to be?
I can't tell, but I have my guesses. I've got pretty confident.
I don't know their names, but it's going to be that guy with the...
I'm pretty confident in which ones the producers are going to pick to be the host. Yeah. So, I mean,
I'm more confident in the ones they aren't going to pick. But
it's not a real game show. It's not like they can actually have any, you know, say in whether or not they become the host. So, it's just going to be the producers deciding who they think is going to be the best for the show.
Yeah, here's the thing about the show that really puzzles me is they give the VIP award that makes you safe from elimination, and then they immediately tell you who gets eliminated. Like it saved you also, from elimination for like 3 seconds. I think it's just totally pointless.
Yeah, I don't think there's any point into the whole game show aspect of it. I mean, like I said, the producers are just going to pick which ones they want anyway. So it's not like it's a big deal. What I want to know is, are there only going to be two people as the host, or is there going to be like a build team, or, you know, how's that going
to
work?
I'd really like to actually see them keep some of the non-interesting television personalities for their build team.
Yeah.
Because they actually do seem like they're designing better than some of the other people.
Yeah, that's
they're
the problem.
Just not good TV people. Anyway,
yeah.
How's that Ticket to Ride game going?
I won.
By how much?
13 points.
So pretty handedly. Good job. Is there anything you'd like to say now that you're back?
No.
Are you sure we can't have some gummy bears?
Yes.
Darn. All right, well, it's time for us to wrap it up. Thanks everybody for listening. Any final words of advice? This is the segment of the show where we go to Noah for wisdom.
Don't eat nothing but worms.
Okay, so regardless of whether you think one is healthier than the other, just generally...
A steady diet of worms or a steady diet of gummy worms, it doesn't matter. They're both a bad idea.
You're probably going to die if you eat both or only
now, if you get
one.
If you mix both of them together, then you got a chance.
Yeah, so if you have nothing, if you have the choice between the two, try to eat a steady a diet of both. You know what they say, a rainbow of fruit is what you should aim for. Well, try to go for a rainbow of real worms and gummy worms. So.
I was going to say, I think gummy worms actually are the ones that are more rainbow colored. So.
I think that may be the title of this episode, a rainbow of gummy worms.
A rainbow of real worms.
A rainbow of worms. Let's just go with that. So thanks everybody for listening to this episode, a rainbow of worms, which Now that I've said that, it doesn't sound that appetizing. So anyway, we'll see. Seth, anything?
Stay safe. Don't be stupid.
You heard it here, folks. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
This episode was edited by yours truly, Caleb Hardwick, and featured music by Bobby Prince. Until next time, thank you for listening.